We continue our learning of the Nishmas Tavim B'Menachmish and Mechav Yaakov B'Pirichas Eliyahu. We're in Erech and Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. Shonim Banidar Ketzad. We said in the first Mishnah, one of the rules was that when it comes to determining the age category of of an Erech vow, so we look at the years based on the Nidar, based on the subject, and not based on the person who's taking the Neder. So Ketzad, how does it play itself out? Yelid Sheherich HaSazakin. You have a Yelid. Now this Yelid, it doesn't really, it's just relative to a zaken. Yelid, let's say he's between 20 and 60. So he makes an erech, I'm going to give the value of this zaken, who's older than 60. So no sin erech zaken, he's going to give the value of the zaken. So as opposed to a male between 20 and 60 where the value is 50 shekel, a male between, above age 60 rather, is 15 shekel. So since the zaken is the subject, even though the one who's taking the vow is between 20 and 60, we follow the subject and you give the lesser amount, 15 shekel. And the reverse is also true. V'zaken sherech as a yelid, where you have an older person who gives an erech but of a yelid, meaning someone between 20 and 60, no, sin erech yelid, you give the value of the subject. V'arachim banerach etzan. What was the other rule that we gave? Was that male and female, which means it's always the subject of the vow once again. If the subject of the vow is a female, so then you give the value of the female. Subject of the vow is a male, you give the value of a male. Doesn't matter who is taking the neder. Isha, okay, said Isha Erech, so Isha, you have a man who took an Erech vow of a woman, no sin Erech Isha. Visha Erech Erech, so Ish, no senes Erech Ish. Then we add another rule of Ha'erech Bizman Ha'erech, Ketzad. And that means it's all depending on the time. What does it mean, the time? So Mishnah says, Ha'erichu Pachos mi ben Chamesh, Venasa Yoser al ben Chamesh, Pachos mi ben Esrim, Venasa Yoser al ben Esrim, Nosin Kizmana Erech. Person, when they took the Neder, so this child, let's say talk about a male. So the male was less than 5 years old. So between one month and 5 years, the value of a male is 5 shekel. But then he moved into the other category. Venasa, when it was time, that's when you took the erech. But when you actually have to pay up, he's now more than 5. He's now in the 5 to 20 category, where the value is more. So instead of giving 5 shekel, which is what the value is for a boy between 1 month and 5 years, you would have to give 20 shekalim, because that's the value of a male between 5 and 20. As opposed to the female, let's say between 1 month and 5 years, it's 3 shekel. And afterwards, 20, and between 5 and 20, it's 10 shekel. So here, that would matter if it's a male or a female. Here we're just speaking about what happened when you took the neder, what age were they, and now the fact that they became older at the time that you're actually paying the Beis Hamikdash, it doesn't matter. You give the value of what they were when you took the erech, the age that they were at that time. Then the Mishnah says, Yom Shloshim. How about the following? The 30th day. So the 30th day, you would say, well, on they now, if less than 30 days, so there's no value at all. Once they're 30 days, one there, 1 month to 5 years, so that's the 5 shekel for a male, 3 shekel for a female. But it's on the 30th day. So what should we give? Should we give anything to the Beis HaMikdash? Well, how do we treat this? The Mishnah says, kilamato mimenu. We treat it like the below, which means it's like they're not even at age 30, and therefore you don't give anything. Shnas chamesh u'shnas esrim kalamati mimenu, and the same thing is true when it comes to the 5th year or the 20th year. You're going to give the lower value. So what? How does that play itself out? So take the following: the 5th year of a person's life, we consider that as part of his first 5 years. That's the lesser value. The 20th year of a person's life, well, that's considered part of the first 20 years. So if a person takes an erech of someone when that subject is in his 5th year of life, which means he's 4 years old, so the person who took the neder pays the amount of what 1 month to 5 year category is. And if you took an erech of someone in his, where the subject is in his 20th year, which means he's 19 years old, the person who took the neder pays the amount, the value of 5 to 20, and not the higher value of 20 to 60. Where is this derived from? Shneamar, v'im ben shishim shana v'mala im zachar. Notice the Torah here, when it comes to the 60 plus category, the language that's used is 60 ishishim v'mala and above. So that becomes the model. Hari onu l'meidim mekula mishnas shishim. What do we see? Everything is derived from from the 60 plus. What does it teach us there? The 60th year, when someone's 59, we consider that, although the 60th year of life, it's in the lower category, which is the more expensive category, 20 to 50, and not the above category. Above 60 is where a male is 15 shekel, a female is 10 shekel. So that's not the category, because it's only Mishnah Shishim Vamala. In the 60th year, when he's 59, you pay the lower amount. So since that's what you do when the Torah says, by uses the word Vamala, we can apply that to all the other categories as well. Af Shnas Chamesh, Shnas Esrim, Kilamatim Imenu, we treat them as the lower categories. So the Mishnah asks a very obvious question. Hein, does this make any sense? After all, im asa shnas shishim kilamatim yemenu lahachmir nasa shnas chamesh shnas shrim kilamata mimenu lahakel. Notice there's a very big difference between these cases. When it comes to the case of 60 plus, when you say, no, I know he's already in his 60th year, but we're going to treat him in the previous category of 20 to 50. That's a chumrah. You end up paying more, a lot more money. It's 50 for a male, 30 for a female. Above 60 is a lot less. So maybe it's only true when it comes to a chumrah. As opposed to the other way, if you're going to say by 5 and 20 kilamata mimenu, that means that ends up being a leniency. So maybe we shouldn't apply that which applies to the 60 plus to the cases of 5 and 20. Tamil Amar, the Mishnah says, therefore we need a pasuk. Shana, shana, l'gzera shava. Says the word shana in the context of the 60th year. Says the word shana in context of the 5th and 20th year. And we have gzera shava to say whatever applies to 60 plus applies to here. It's all 5 and 20. It's kilamata mimenu. And Mishnah says, ma shana ha'amur b'shnas shishim is kilamata mimenu. Af shana ha'amur b'shnas chamesh u'shnas shishim kilamata mimenu. Bein lahakel, bein lahachmir. Whether it ends up being a kula, or ends up being or a chumra, meaning in a chumra, in the case of 60, it ends up being a chumra, same kilamata. In the case of 5 and 20, it ends up being kula, but we don't care. Rabbi Elazar Omer, ad sheyiyu yiseiros ala shanim, Chodesh v'yom echad. He says people who are in their 5th year or 20th year or 60th year, they stay at the lower age even after their birthdays have passed. Until they're what? Yiseiros al shashanim chodesh v'yom echad. Until they're older than those years by 1 month and a day. So a person that remains in the, let's say, 5 to 20 age category until 1 month and one day pass after his 20th birthday. Where does he derive this from? So the Baratanura tells you he has a Gzereshava here as well, but we learn it from Bechor. When it comes to a Bechor, Pidyon Abain, it says, Ufduyav miben chodesh v'mala. What does it mean, miben chodesh v'mala? So there it's chodesh v'yom echad, she'ein Bechor nifte pachos miben chodesh v'yom echad. We know that only on the 31st day. So too, he says, it says here, also, we have the pasuk says mi ben shishim shana vamala. So we learn from the word vamala, the connection between vamala and vamala tells us the same thing. Afkan ad sheyosif al shishim chodesh v'yom echad. You have to add on the full amount of bechor, meaning pinyon abein is when he's a month and a day. Add on a month and a day to this Vamala as well. So anytime it says Vamala, so it's 60 and Vamala. What's Vamala? Oh, by Bechor, what's Vamala? Vamala means 30 days plus, and therefore the same thing over here. And what about 5 and 20? So we don't have Vamala. It's Gzera Shava, Shana, Shana, from when you're 60. So that, as the Tanakhama learned, that Gzera Shava remains in place. But that's only after I have a Gzera Shava from Pidyon Abein to 60 Vamala to tell me it's an extra month and a day, and that would apply to 60 and to 5 and to 20 as well. We begin the fifth parak, Hey, Mishnah Aleph, Ha'or Mimishko Li'alai. Here is a new type of neder. A person takes upon himself to give his weight to the Mishkali, my weight, the Beis HaMikdash. Now, what are you giving? So says the Mishnah. Well, no sin mishkalo. You have to give your mishkal. Now, your a person's weight, what are you giving your weight in? Gold, silver, cucumbers. So the Mishnah here says, im kesef, kesef, im zahav, zahav. So if you specified you're giving the, I'm giving my weight to the base of the in silver, you have to give your weight in silver. If you said gold, so then you have to give gold. What if you didn't specify anything? You can give anything. Whatever is cheaper, that ends up being your weight, it's acceptable. So he gives examples. He says, vafilu zefes vafilu bitzolim, even pitch, even onions. Why does he mention those? Urigila manche hamakom lemachom mishkal means those are very cheap and they have to be sold by weight. So whenever it's something that is that people generally sell by weight, and you didn't specify what you're giving to the Beis HaMikdash in terms of your weight. So you give your weight, you weigh 150 pounds, you give 150 pounds of onions. That's acceptable if you didn't specify. So it says, someone from that area where these things are sold by weight said, Mishkali alai, stam, v'lo piresh, harezenos in mishkalo, zefes o betzolim, v'niftar, he's exempt by giving his weight in pitch or in onions. And then the Mishnah gives it gives a story. Maisa be'ima shel Yirmatia. Yirmatia is just a girl. And her mother said, Shama Mishkal B'Tialai. I'm giving the Mishkal of my daughter. I'd like to donate to the Beis HaMikdash. Also, Yushalayim. She came up to Yushalayim. Ushkalu avanasta Mishkal Azahav. They weighed the daughter. See how much she weighed. And then they made her give the money in gold. Why'd she have to do that? So the Bar Tanura says the following. There's really a chisur mechasra coming in. This story is supposed to support something that's lacking in the Mishnah, and we often have stories that that support something that's lacking in the Mishnah, because from the story, the Mishnah doesn't have to write it. From the story, it becomes obvious that it was a halacha that was missing. So we fill it in. Says the Bar Tanur, B'gmar Mifaresh, on Daf Yud Testament Aleph, in Erchin, D'masnisin chisur mechasra v'hachiktani. This is what the Mishnah should have had in addition after the first halacha, v'im Adam Chashuf, who, let's say, the person is an Adam Chashuv. Afal gav delo pirish, even though he didn't specify what I'm giving, he didn't mention gold or silver. So maybe that person can give tomatoes, person can give onions. No, amdin on lay lefi kvodo. No, we have to then assess a praise based on their honor, meaning depend on how chashuv they are. And therefore we give this story. Maistenami be isha shel yarmatia, isha shema kach, she'omra mishkal biti alive, also yushalayim vishakluha, so they weighed the daughter, and you know what they made her pay? Vinasta mishkala zahav. She paid in gold. Visha haisa amuda b'osha. They realized she was very wealthy, very capable, and therefore we appraised that that's what she had in mind, and she gave it in, the daughter's weight in gold. Then the Mishnah says, what on mishkal yodialai? Here, not his whole body, but rather he wants to donate the weight of a limb. So I'm going to give the weight of my hand. So how do we figure this out? How do you camp the, you know, to put your arm on a scale? That doesn't work, because it says the Bar Tanur, Hechu Shokel Yado, to value the way someone's hand. Dimrotze Mach, Dimrotze Mekel. If he wants, he can press it down a lot, and therefore end up giving a lot of money, or he can put it there very lightly, and it's not the weight of his hand at all. So how do we do this? So we do the displacement method. Mimale Chavis Mayim, we fill up a barrel to the top with water, the umachnis ad marpeko, and he ends up putting his arm in until his elbow. Now, why does he put it to the elbow? He said yad. So the Bar Tanur makes the point. He says mishum dim nedarim halecha achar loshon b'nei adam. When it comes to making a neder, we follow not necessarily how the Torah defines a word, but how people speak. Vosos man at that time how you koren yad lizroa ad marpeko. When the person said yad, it meant the arm until the elbow. So therefore, you have to put the whole thing in. And now that you put your arm until your hand in till your elbow, and the amount of water now spills out, that will be equal to the volume of the person's arm. Then he takes his arm out, and what do? Vishokel basar chamor v'gidim vatzamas. Then you take the basar, the flesh of a donkey, and with the gidim, with the sinews and the bones as well. And then he puts it as much necessary into the barrel until the barrel is now going to be full. Now, why is that helpful? So it says the Bar Tanur, Shemishkal basar besar chamor kemishka basar adam, because the weight of the meat of muscle and sinews of a chamor is equal to that of flesh of a person. V'ba'osa basa gidim v'atzamas k'vimash esh b'yad, and that meat or that flesh should have sinews and bones, which is equal in proportion to what you have in the hand. Shein mishkal atzamos v'gidim shal mishkal basa, because they don't weigh the same. You can't just say, well, you know, the hand has a lot of bones, I'm just going to put in meat, muscle from another part of the donkey. No, that's not going to work, because the bones, the sinews, the muscle all have different weights. And the nose saying, and you put it into this barrel until now it's full to where it was, and now I know I have the volume of his hand, and what do I do after that? So now I weigh them. Since I know that the bone, the flesh, the sinews of the bones have the same volume as the person's arm, he weighs that, the flesh, the sinews of the bones, on a scale, and whatever their weight is, and whatever substance he says they give him to the Beis HaMikdash, he gives to the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yossi, Amar Rabbi Yossi, no, this doesn't work. After lechavin basar keneged basar vatzamos keneged lechavin basar keneged basar vatzamos keneged atzamos. He says you can't do this. He says even if you'll say oh, you know, I have the sinews and the bones of the donkey and I put it in the barrel and that's the same volume as the person's arm, but there's no way that it has the same proportion of. Even if, you know, we said you try to have the same, well, it should be the same amount of bones and flesh and sinews, etc. It's not going to happen. And we know that obviously bones don't weigh the same as the muscle. You're not going to get the same exact as you would have in a human being. So it's not going to equal the weight of the arm. You know what you're better off doing, he says? Eler shamin asayad kamashi ru'uyalishko. You know what you do? Take the hand, you measure the person's arm, how much, you know, this person's arm is about, you know, maybe he is very skinny, a person who's a lot more muscular, so that you can try to figure out what does the arm appear to weigh, and that's what you're going to pay to the Beis HaMikdash based on whatever substance that you specified you're going to give, that you're going to give that weight of your arm that we appraise, and not through any displacement method at all.